Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's an island just off the Bronx. It's part of New York City and has been used for centuries to bury people whose bodies are unclaimed. It's called Heart Island. During the AIDS epidemic in the 1980s, not much was known about how the disease spread. Many of those who died of HIV and whose bodies went unclaimed were buried there. They were segregated to a certain spot out of fear they would contaminate the area. Many families never knew about their loved ones' burials there. The Heart Island Project is changing that. The nonprofit maintains an online database of people buried on the island and even maps of where they're buried. Artist Melinda Hunt is the director of the Heart Island Project. Melinda, what's your interest in Heart Island, especially those who were buried there at the height of the AIDS crisis?
Well, I graduated from college in 1981, and so my generation is the AIDS generation. And there were a lot of artists, people in the arts communities, who simply disappeared. And because I'm a visual artist, I'm very interested in what is invisible and how do you make it visible.
You hired a drone operator to get a video of just the sites where people who had HIV, who died of AIDS, are buried?
Yes. I mapped them out. We have the GPS of those mass grave locations. There are thousands of people who died of AIDS-related illnesses buried on Heart Island, and there's no way to talk about it because you can't visit. You can't gather your friends, and you can't reconcile that death. So I developed an online storytelling platform to provide a virtual way to visit Heart Island.
One of the reasons we don't know everybody who's buried there on Heart Island is because of the fears about HIV and AIDS at the time in the 80s. Remind us what those fears were, because that's very much why some of these people were buried in mass graves. And there was a great fear about contamination, about how contagious the disease was.
I think there was more a fear of rejection. At that time, gay men often were not out to their friends and families. And so to come out when you're actually dying of a sexually transmitted disease was very difficult. And so the people that I knew had never talked about being gay, but then they got this disease, and so then you knew. And it was such a sad thing that such a big part of someone's life was not something they were comfortable talking about until they're actually dying of a disease that no one talked about.
And the city of New York hired Rikers Island prisoners to bury many of these people. How many of them were actually buried in any kind of ritual or in a coffin? They were, we know, in mass graves. Some of them were in body bags. How were the majority buried?
So in that period of 1981 to 1985, when they didn't exactly know, you know, what caused this disease, there was fear on Heart Island among the correction officers. And so they just invented a way of burying them 14 feet deep in these individual graves. And the part of the island that they chose for these burials was previously a sewage treatment plant. So that just about describes the whole way of treating, you know, young men who were dying very quickly and just discarding them.
Yeah, we should make it clear that people are allowed on the island, family members, et cetera, are allowed.
Once a month, and they have to book 6 months in advance, and they have to show up. It's not that close to a subway line. You go to the end of the number 6 line, then you take a 15-minute bus, and you have to show up at 9 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday morning, or 11 a.m. if you've got that. So it's quite difficult for people, especially if the family is in other parts of the country, which is often the case, because the family wasn't there to collect the body to begin with. And so, you know, there's a lot of planning for families that goes into visiting. So for the city to say that they now have access, well, it's extremely limited access.
Melinda, do you know anyone who is buried on the island?
Well, I know people now because there have been members of the Heart Island Project who have died and who have chosen to be buried there to be close to their relatives who are buried there. Hmm. And I can't visit their gravesite. So, yes, now I do know people who chose a city burial just to reunite with their family.
Thanks, Melinda Hunt, for speaking with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Melinda Hunt is director of the Heart Island Project in New York City.